Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on?
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you
up? Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with the show that was titled The Greatest Roast of All Time. And I think that it lived up to it because Tom Brady was absolutely eviscerated Sunday night for 3 hours in front of the world by some of the biggest celebrities in the world, Mojo. This was incredible. I mean, our brother Rob Gronkowski in the building, Ben Affleck, Kim Kardashian, Bill Belichick, and the names just go on and on and on, Mojo. And guess what? To my shock, it seems like nothing was out of bounds, Mojo. I thought for sure, no Giselle jokes, nothing about Deflategate, nothing that Tom wouldn't want to talk about would be addressed last night. Boy, could I not have been more wrong, because Mojo, again, they went up there and they just took the most brutal shots at Tom Brady. Now, look, I'll be honest with you all out here. There was a lot of vulgar stuff said during this roast, so there's a lot that we can't show you. Let's call this some of our funniest, some of the best moments that we can show on television. This was last night.
Buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Giselle gave you an ultimatum. Giselle said, you retire or we're done. That's what she said to you, Tom. You retire or we're done. Let me tell you something. When you got a chance to go 8-9 and all it will cost you is your wife and your kids, you gotta do what the you gotta do. Do you understand me?
Look at you. You look like a vampire that only drinks almond blood.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me no, that not real money. Like,
Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad. Remember Deflategate? The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone may have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the $20 million and I would have just told you I did it. Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off.
Mojo, I could not have liked this anymore. I thought it was great. People talk about comedy being dead. For a second, it felt like all the woke crap and the rules thrown out the window. I thought that was amazing last night.
Yeah. Hey, Babcock, I think this is the biggest L Tom Brady ever took in his career, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they were after him. They all came out, and you're right, dude. Nothing was out of bounds the way they tied in Belichick and Kraft. I mean, Tom Brady just said it with Deflategate. I mean, We covered a lot of ground here in 3 hours. Not only was it jokes, I feel like it was a history lesson on the NFL for the past 25 yeah. years or however the hell long he was playing. I mean, this was nuts. We had our boy Gronk up there. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure it wasn't like a co-roast of the both of them, because Rob caught some heat last night. My goodness, did they go after his intelligence yesterday. And yeah, probably all of that was true, so it's all good on that front.
It's so good. Mudge, there was one thing, and we can get into whether or not we actually think this was real or not. There was one moment where Tom Brady seemed to get really annoyed with something that was said by someone at the microphone. That was a comment that was made by that famous comedian, Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross, who is, of course, known as the roast master. If there's a roast, Jeff is there, savagely attacking people. Last night, he made a joke. We'll hear it. He made a joke about Robert Kraft and, of course, that whole incident at the massage parlor a couple of years ago. Watch this.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England, and on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made." Would you like a massage?
So, Mojo, I don't think it's real just because so much worse stuff was said. I don't think that would be the thing that set Tom off.
You know, I've been back and forth on this one, Babcock, and to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure. I mean, Tom knew what he signed up for. Right. He knew he was going to get the business. I mean, everybody does. That's the whole point of doing this.
Right.
Not quite sure why so many people sign up for it personally, but whatever. That's for them. Robert Kraft did not sign up for this. I mean, you know, when you attend or you're that close to Tom, yeah. when he signs up, he's kind of signing all of you up in some way. But yeah, Kraft is a billionaire. This situation, I don't know. Maybe it's still going on somewhat. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors here, but it is interesting that out of all the comments, all the topics that were brought up, that was the one thing that got Tom up out of his seat. He didn't seem mad about it. I mean, you could hear him on the mic. So I got to think he probably knew everyone would hear him too. He's a very intelligent guy. But yeah, Babcock, I don't know. I'm still kind of 50-50 on this one.
I agree, Mojo. The only thing that keeps pushing me towards this was pre-planned was that they talked about Giselle and the divorce. They talked about Joaquin Valente, Giselle's new boyfriend. They talked about Aaron Hernandez. I mean, those are easily difficult topics. I don't know.
Well, I think Tom paid him to talk about Giselle, so that's probably what that was. That's the only reason he agreed to it, as long as she caught at least 25% of the joke.
Whether you're Team Drake or you're riding with Kendrick Lamar, there was no avoiding their battle over the weekend. When TMZ Sports returns, we address the beef and how it's found its way into all walks of life, including the world of sports. That's next.
What's up, everyone? It's Nick Wright, and I got something exciting to talk to you about today. Angie, your ultimate destination for getting all your jobs done well. Now, Angie isn't just your average home services marketplace. It's a game changer. With over 150 million homeowners served and a network of over 200,000 skilled pros, Angie has experience and expertise to tackle any project with ease. Whether you're looking to spruce up your backyard or undergo a major home renovation, Angie's got your back. And their pros are locally based, often running small businesses right in your community. And here's the best part. Angie makes the process seamless. from researching and comparing pros to scheduling services at your convenience. Angie's user-friendly platform puts you in control. So why settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to your home? With Angie, you can trust every project will be completed with the utmost care and professionalism. So get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today to discover why homeowners across the nation are turning to Angie to get all their jobs done well.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. It's the beef that the entire music world is talking about. Kendrick Lamar and Drake absolutely killing each other, Mojo, the last couple of weeks. Things got really heated over the weekend. Multiple songs dropped by each artist. Mojo, now the beef has actually made its way to the baseball diamond. It was already in the sports world because Kendrick Lamar in one of those tracks over the weekend actually name-dropped Steph Curry and LeBron James. Now we've got the baseball world involved. Not directly, Mojo, but the Orioles were playing the Reds in Cincinnati over the weekend. Orioles were winning by a bunch of runs. That's when play-by-play man Kevin Brown dropped the little K-Dot and Drizzy reference. His partner, Ben McDonald, had no idea what was going on. Watch this.
2-2 Rutschman gets a piece, flares it over De La Cruz, which is basically like hitting a ball over a skyscraper. And Ramon scores on the RBI single. He's got more hits this week than Kendrick Lamar.
I know there's a joke in that somewhere.
That's all right. That went over your head just like it did.
And Rob's just shaking his head. I think it might have went over Rob's head, too.
Yeah. Because Kendrick, in about like the last week, has dropped four songs, Mojo. I got it. But I get if you're not a hip-hop fan, maybe you didn't catch the reference.
I mean, is this rap beef going to have to come to baseball now? Are we going to get something? I mean, I don't know if this is going to be Reds, Orioles, or, you know, Orioles and whoever they got next. I don't know what that looks like. But, yeah. Hey, you mention a guy's name, he's liable to show up. Happens all the time. I mean, I think this was fun by the announcer, right? I mean, I got to say, right, there's a lot of games in baseball, right? There's a lot of breaks in the action. It can be a little slow moving. I got to think these guys got to entertain themselves through some of these games at some points, especially when it's 5-0, you know, got to do something here to keep the crowd involved. So I like what they did here. It's always fun when you can take mainstream pop culture references and work them into sports. I'm pretty sure actually when I wrestled with WWE, that was literally one person's job to find what was going on in the real world and find a way to work it into our storylines or at least commentary. So it's always a good move. Again, I'm just saying these guys might have to show up, and they have baseball bats there, so people better be careful.
Mojo, it was an absolutely massive weekend for the guy who was arguably the biggest star in all of boxing, that guy right there, Canelo Alvarez. Now, like Canelo, dislike Canelo, there's one thing you cannot say. He will fight anybody, Mojo, and that's exactly what he did over the weekend when he fought Jaime Munguia, another fellow superstar Mexican fighter who is younger, who was 43-0 heading into this Vegas fight. After he put Jaime down on the canvas for the first time in his career, and ultimately, he was victorious, Mojo. He retains his undisputed super middleweight titles. He's got all the belts and again shows why he is the face of boxing, Mojo.
You said it, Babcock, the face of boxing. Obviously undisputed, a dominant beast in that ring for so long now. I mean, totally dominated this fight start to finish. I mean, it was one for the weekend, and on Cinco de Mayo, I don't know if that gives him a little extra strength, a little extra pep in his step, but my goodness, Canelo, man, one of those rare athletes that, you know, almost in some ways becomes bigger than the sport as a whole, right?
Yep.
Just someone that's an A-list celebrity, recognized everywhere, that's just been that good for that long, and it's All for good reason.
Absolutely, Mojo. Look, a lot of guys in boxing, the records are well-crafted. The opponents are handpicked. Not the case with Canelo. Canelo will truly fight anybody. Does not matter. He does not care. Weight does not matter. That's the kind of guy Canelo is. Now, Mojo, from an all-Mexican fight, which, of course, this was, both guys represented themselves incredibly well on Cinco de Mayo weekend, to the opportunity for you to take a vacation to Mexico yourself. It's time for TMZ's Pick Your Destination sweepstakes. We are giving away 4 weeks of vacations and $8,000 travel money to one lucky winner courtesy of Wyndham Rewards, the number one hotel rewards program. With over 60,000 places to stay, Wyndham Rewards points can be redeemed for stays all around the world, even all-inclusives like the beachfront Wyndham Ultra Cancun. That place looks incredible, Mojo. Plus, thanks to Wyndham's relationship with Viator, you can also redeem points towards tours and activities like a day trip to Chichen Itza. Watch TMZ on TV and TMZ Live through May 31st for the word of the day. Then go to TMZsweepstakes.com for more details and to enter. Mojo, the one thing wrong with this is that you or I cannot win. Otherwise, this seems pretty awesome.
Man, these trips are awesome for everybody.
Except us.
But us, Babcock. I don't like that we're not allowed to be in these things because they look absolutely incredible. I mean, going to Cancun, my goodness, especially after seeing the way Canelo dominated that fight. That's how I want to dominate a beach right now. All up and down that thing. This looks awesome. Really cool about Viator, too. That's what I use to book all of my entertainment on the road, including my last trip to Japan when I took on a sumo wrestler. That was through Viator. So there we go, Babcock. Get me in on this thing. I might have to quit so that I can take advantage
me
of these.
Me too. It's time for one of my favorite games. Where in the world is Travis Kelce? All over the world, at least all over the United States. This weekend, Mojo, look at a very dapper Travis Kelce. That was Saturday, Mojo. If you wonder why everyone's wearing funny hats, it's because this was at Churchill Downs at what is the biggest and the most prestigious thoroughbred race in the entire world. Of course, Kentucky Derby is a huge deal, and Travis was there. A bunch of other celebrities there. Travis, arguably the biggest. Look at the photo finish here, Mojo. It does not get any closer. Look at that. Ugh. What an incredible race. The Kentucky Derby is always an event to go to see and to be seen at, but this was a heck of a race, Mojo. I mean, you've got three horses there within a stride of each other, and it was a great time. Really, really awesome, and very cool to see Travis there. No sign of Taylor Swift, by the way. She is preparing for her show.
Dude, how close did that race end? My goodness, man, I'd hate to be the loser losing that close. Blow me out. I don't want to lose a close one. Anyways, back to more important things than the race itself. Let's talk about Travis Kelce's get up here. Hey, I'm going to be honest. I'm a big Travis Kelce fan. You know, that's my guy, my doppelganger, twin brother, whatever.
I feel like a butt is coming here, Mojo.
There's the biggest butt coming, man. Like, this outfit was nice. It was fresh. It was clean. Where are the colors? I was expecting something way louder from Travis Kelce, who has an affinity for dressing loud at this event. This is the perfect excuse to put out a banger, a statement of an outfit. And while he was clean, I don't know, this doesn't like jump out at me, you know, spot a guy out of a crowd.
Kind of boring kind of for thing. Travis.
I mean, maybe all this attention from T. Swift, that's what he was going for. He's like, hey, I need y'all to leave me alone for just a little bit so I'm going to wear this casual suit.
I think that might be the case, too. Let's give him another chance, Mojo. This was Saturday's outfit. Now, that wasn't it for the weekend because Trav had another stop to make. That looks a little bit more like it, Mojo. This was at the Miami Grand Prix on Sunday, the big Formula One race, of course, which comes here to America. There was a ton of A-list stars, Mojo, and yes, Lando Norris, of course, the great McLaren driver, wins the race. Travis Kelce was there rocking the Mercedes colors, so I don't know if he's a Mercedes fan, but yeah, Mojo, a little bit more like Travis and the typical outfits that we see him wearing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think we needed to switch these color schemes, man. Rock that emerald green at the at the races, and then maybe that white suit for the F1. I don't know. But, yeah, a little bit closer, a little bit better here, a little bit more Travis. And can we talk about the winner's Lambo Leap? Because for a driver, that wasn't bad.
Not bad. Lando, like the Lando Leap, we'll call it. All right, Mojo, we are just about out of time, but before we go, we talked about how badly Tom Brady got beat up last night. He was taking shots, Mojo, from people who were not even in the forum, not even in the building. Last night, I'm talking about Eli Manning. Eli Manning, who, of course, if you're a football fan, you know that not once but twice did Eli Manning go up against the mighty Tom Brady and send him home without a Super Bowl ring on two occasions. So look what Eli Manning then tweets, Mojo. I thought about attending the roast of Tom Brady last night, but I did not want to roast him for a third time. So he's getting beat up even on Twitter, Mojo.
That's how it goes, man. I mean, then I assure you, this one stung the most. You talk about the guy's family, anything about him, his athleticism, his teammates, his coaches, even his owner, right. This is the one that was going to hurt the most, losing those two Super Bowls, taking it from him. That also might have been a clause in the contract. Everyone's invited except for Eli.
Right, especially that one from 2007. Remember, the Patriots were 18-0, history on the line. They were certain they were going to beat what wasn't really a great Giants team, just a team that had started playing well, but they were certain they were going to win 19-0. And yeah, I think at the end of the day that still stings Tom bad. I think Tom and Eli, they like each other, but it still has got to sting. Mojo, tomorrow we got a great show. Now, at the end of the roast, you may have seen Kevin Hart actually present a ring to Tom Brady. This was no shabby ring. We're going to give you all the details about this thing tomorrow. Super valuable, diamonds, other rare stones, Mojo. Like, the guy needed more rings. He got another ring. Pretty awesome, Mojo. That, obviously, is going to be a great show.
Absolutely, Babcock. Tomorrow we will find out where he puts that ring, because I think he's out of fingers. So.
Right. Well, that should be eight. He's got seven Super Bowl rings, right? You can't wear it on the thumb. He's tapped out now. That's it. Full.
Well, tomorrow we get to the bottom of this, Babcock, and that will make tomorrow the best show since today.